I tell you. I don't know if they're planning on being back tonight. We might just let them sing again. Just going to follow the Lord this morning. Amen. Mark chapter 5. Don't worry about turning there because I'm just going to quote some scripture this morning. Bible tells about a man named Jairus. Miss Annette was talking about what Olivia had to go through. And we do this in our play. And this man named Jairus' daughter got sick. And he goes to find Jesus. When he goes, gets Jesus, he said, "My daughter's sick, you know, would you come?" And so Jesus heads that way with him. If you go study the Bible, Wes, we know that on the way to Jairus' house is where the woman with the issue of blood comes in and touches the hem of his garment. And so Jairus has got a sick daughter at home, and Jairus has got Jesus with him, and Jairus has to sit there, and he's watching the woman with the issue of blood get what she needs, and Jairus is waiting and waiting and waiting, and while they're waiting, somebody comes to Jairus and says, "Trouble not the master, your daughter's died." And Jesus says something in Mark chapter 5, verse 36. He looks at Jairus and he says, "Be not afraid, only believe." Be not afraid, only believe. Believe. And I when I was going through what I had to go through with that mass on my kidney, and I told you about the when I had that little brief moment where the devil just jumped all over me, and that verse kept coming back to my mind. Be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. I don't know what you're facing this morning, and what I'm trying to say is today we're going to all face some things. I mean, listen, we're going out of a year, and for a lot of people, this has been a great year. 2023 will go down in history for some folks as being the best year of their life, the best year of their marriage, the best year of their church. But for some, 2023 is going to go down as being one of the worst years of your life. It's going to be one of the hardest times you've ever faced. It's going to go down as things that you know, like Sister Annette, that's not the way you wanted it to go. That's not the way you thought it was going to go. That's not the way you prayed for it to go. And if we're not careful, we'll get to looking around and we see all the stuff that's going on, and we'll get so messed up and out of sorts. We forget who's in charge. I don't know what we're facing. I don't know what we're going to face this year. I don't know how hard it's going to be this year. I'm looking for a good year, amen. I say that every time. Brother Tony, I'm looking for a great year. Jamie, I'm looking for a great year this year. But you know what? Just like somebody said, you don't know what the next phone call is going to be. You don't know what you're going to have to face tomorrow. You don't know what you're going to have to face next week. I've got to go back to the doctor in a few weeks as far as a checkup. I feel great. I'm not expecting anything out of the ordinary. I'm expecting to get a great report and everything be all right. But I'm going to tell you, hey, if the doctor says we got a problem, I'm going back to Mark chapter 5, verse 36. Be not afraid. Only believe. Be not afraid. Only believe. I don't know what you're facing right now. There's somebody in this building right now facing something. I feel this in my heart. You're going through a hard time right now. And God sent me here this morning to tell you, be not afraid. Only believe. Maybe you've got sickness in your body right now, and there's folks watching on Facebook that can't be in church right now because they're sick in their body. I'm telling you right now on the authority of God's word, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. Jesus tells Jairus that while his daughter is dead. Understand that. They come to him, "Your daughter has died." Jesus said, Y'all know it don't get no worse than that. Don't get no worse than that now. And Jesus says, be not afraid, only believe. And I don't know, I'm seeing this. And y'all kind of stay with me. In my mind, I'm seeing this. They come to him, and Jairus, can you imagine getting that news? And I know how it feels, and this family knows how it feels when you're expecting one thing and the doctor tells you something else. I've gone to get Jesus. Jesus is on the way to my house to help me with my need, and now I get a call, or I get the word that my daughter has died. Can't you just see the life flow out of him? Can't you just see, that complexion turn white, Brother David, because of the bad news that's been given? I, in my mind, Brother Kenny, all I can see is Jesus reaching over and taking him by the hand and says, be not afraid. Only believe. Let's go on to your house. I don't know, and this is just me talking. This ain't the King James Version. This is just me thinking out loud. I can just kind of hear as Jesus has got him by the hand. They're headed to his house, Wes, and Jesus looks over at him. Be not afraid. Only believe. They get a few blocks from the house. He's getting anxious. Be not afraid. Only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. They get to the house. She's in there. She's dead. The mourners are having a fit. Be not afraid, only believe. I'm talking about when you're facing it, and it's in your face, and the devil's telling you it ain't going to work, and Jesus is saying, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. And they get in. Jesus runs out of everybody else. Sometimes you need to get rid of some people in your life. Sometimes you need to get people out. You need to get the negativity out of your life. People that ain't helping you or hindering you. Sometimes you just got to, sometimes Jesus got to get rid of everybody. And Jesus goes in and brings her back. Be not afraid. Believe. Be not afraid, only believe. What's going on in your life this morning? What's going on at your house this morning? What's going on your job this morning? What's going on in your body this morning that you need God to come on the scene? And the devil's been telling you it ain't going to work. The devil's been telling you it's not going to happen. The devil's been telling you they can't be saved. The devil's been telling you you can't be healed. The devil's been telling you your family can't be restored. The devil's been telling you all this. And the problem is you've been listening to him. But I come here this morning to tell you that Jesus says, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. Amen. What's going on with you right now? Be not afraid. Only believe. Heather, come to the piano. Be not afraid, only believe.